Enthusiasm that comes forth from the children's sermon. I got no balloons. I got no nothing. At least not like Deb comes up with. Thank you very much. That was fabulous. So, in the United States, the top grape-producing states, and you might not find this to be a surprise, number one is California. Number two, no, Washington. Number three, Oregon. And then number four is the one that's a bit of a surprise to some people. It's New York. It's not South Dakota. Actually, South Dakota is tied with North Dakota and Nevada, and of all places, Delaware, as the four states that have the fewest wineries. There's only three in each one of those states. That's true. You just have to drive a very long way. But New York State, and where most of the vineyards are in New York State, are along the coast of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar geographically with what takes place there when the temperature gets below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, is that it begins to snow. And it snows, and it snows, and it snows, and it snows, until about April when it gets up to 33 degrees Fahrenheit. In fact, there is so much snow that hits that part of Pennsylvania and New York that they have these gigantic snow blowers that they put on front of their plow trucks because it gets to the point that they can no longer plow the snow off to the side. They just can't push it high enough. And so in the middle of all this snow, in the middle of all this cold, is the fourth greatest grape-producing area within this country, which I just find to be kind of mind-boggling. Because if you look at the weather you have on the West Coast, it's nothing like what New York does. But New York produces some of the best wines in that area. It takes a lot to grow a vineyard. First off, it takes approximately 3 to 5 years to really get a vineyard up to snuff in terms of being able to produce a lot of grapes, and it's a lot of work getting into it because you have to do the cultivation, you have to do the watering, the fertilization, and most importantly, you have to do the pruning. And the pruning's tough. You can't just go in there and cut certain things because the pruning actually is what helps shape the vine. And in the shaping of that vine through the pruning, really helps determine what kind of produce you're going to get in terms of the number of grapes that come forth from it. But that's pretty much the same for every fruit-bearing plant. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of pruning, takes a lot of skill, takes a lot of patience. A lot of the apples in Pennsylvania. Lots of apple orchards and a lot of abandoned ones. And what ends up happening is that the work that goes into that, I think people don't understand and realize when they decide they're going to take a little bit of their plot of land and grow a few apple trees. It takes about 5 years to really get a good apple out of a tree, and it takes that same amount of work. And if you let it go even for a single year, it just falls apart. Because an apple tree will grow tremendously fast in a very awkward way. And when it begins to do that, it takes the nutrients away from the apples. And when you might have been able to get a really good apple out of the tree, you end up with these small little tart things that are really only good for throwing at your sister when you're a little child. Not that I would know anything about that. In today's second lesson, Paul was talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And being one who can't memorize anything, especially the Bible, because I'm only a pastor, The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, kindness, peace, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruits of the Spirit. But the fruits of the Spirit really don't come to us any differently than fruit comes to us off of a vine or off of a tree. It can all be part of who we are. And as these sorts of trees where these fruits of the Spirit can grow, we have these things that are inherently within us. But they really only come to fruition, they only really become what they could possibly be, is if we really work at it. If we take the time to plant and to water and to feed and to prune and to help a person grow. Human beings are generally good. But to really understand, to be really able to embrace those gifts of the Spirit, those fruits of the Spirit, really require us to work at them all the time, diligently, and to have the help of others to see it through. You see, today, Amelia Louise is going to come and somebody's going to bend her over there and I'm going to dump water on her and she's going to wonder why on earth I'm doing that because she already had a bath today. And at that moment, she will become a child of God, blessed through the waters of baptism, blessed with the Holy Spirit, with the promise of God's presence in her life forever. But while we get to that part, there are promises that are made on her behalf. Promises that we're going to irrigate her and prune her and fertilize her and help her grow with the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Rebecca and Daniel will be making those promises that she's going to have those things happen within her life. But it's just not their responsibility. It's the responsibility of the other three generations to see that that takes place within her life. It is the responsibility of the people of God here, because you too promise that you are going to do whatever it is that you can to see that she has those fruits of the Spirit grow within her. That she's blessed by your presence and the presence of people of faith to help nourish her, to help prune her, to help her grow and understand the gifts that she has, the blessings that God has placed within her lives, and how she can serve as a blessing to others. The fruits of the Spirit aren't just simply something that God comes in the middle of the night, unscrews our head, and goes, boom, there it is. But rather, it is part of who we are. But it is only as good as we choose to make it. Those fruits only grow to what they can be through our work, through our diligence and our study and our prayer and our pruning and our fertilization and all those different things to help us become more faithful, to help us become more patient, to help us become more loving, to help us become more kind, to help us grow and learn to love in a way that God intended, to see those spirits flourish and grow, those fruits grow within our lives. And that is the opportunity that especially the two of you have with Amelia, to see all of those things grow within her life. To be able to see that those blessings that God has placed are used for the greatest good they can possibly use for, and they can grow as great as they possibly can. And we have that responsibility not only with Amelia, but with each other. To see that those gifts happen. In the movie, not Bruce Almighty, what was the second? Evan Almighty, thank you. Morgan Freeman plays God in the movie. And he meets with the wife of the main character, Evan, as her waitress. His name tag, if you watch the movie, is Al Mighty. And as he's talking to her, he says, well, you have to understand that when somebody prays for patience, God just doesn't give them patience But God gives them a reason to be patient. When God calls, receives a prayer that the family wants to be closer, God gives them a reason to become closer. The things that we pray for in terms of seeing the fruits of the Spirit grow doesn't mean that God's just going to naturally allow these things to miraculously happen within our lives, but God is going to place us in situations within our lives to allow those things to grow, to allow those things to nurture, to allow us to become the people God has called us to be. And not all the time will those be shiny, happy experiences. Because sometimes, to grow in love, that love has to be challenged. To grow in faith, sometimes that faith has to be questioned. To grow in patience means that that patience needs to be challenged. The gifts that we receive, those fruits of the Spirit, are ones in which God calls us to nurture and grow. Much like any sort of fruit-bearing tree or vine, it takes a lot of work. But the promise is, if we put in the work, if we make the effort, if we extend ourselves to people like Amelia and others throughout the world to help them understand what they have within them and the fruits that God has blessed them with, then too, those fruits of the Spirit within us will grow. We give thanks to God for these opportunities He places before us to allow us to grow in faith, to be able to nurture our love and care for humanity, but most of all, to be able to share the gift of life throughout the world. And we give thanks to God on this day especially as we will welcome Amelia Louise into the fellowship of faith. Amen.